Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, let us move on to this, because one of you is not happy. I love when our listeners aren't happy. And this is about something that, if you have kids or you had kids that were in primary school, the kind of rite of passage for kids. I used to love sports day in school when I was growing up because I was more sporty than academic. Now, I'm not saying I wasn't. I was quite good on the academic side of school. But sports day was my thing. I was tall. I had long legs. I would always win the relay races. I would win the egg and spoon. I would win the... What was the other one called? I'll ask the girls. What's the race called while you're in the sack? The bag, the black bag? What? The sack, was it called the sack race? Sorry, the sack race. All those races, the high jump I used to win, and I'd love getting medals on sports day. But more and more schools are now opting out of that. And I want you to have a listen to Elaine's message, because she's very annoyed, and I want to see if you agree with her points here. And she says, "Hi guys, I'd love to know if your listeners agree with me on this topic. My son's school," and she says he's 10 years of age, is having, so I don't know what class he's in, but whatever, 10 years of age. "My son's school is having its sports day in 2 weeks' time, and I've just found out that there won't be any first, second or third prizes. Instead, everyone will be getting participation medals." Oh, isn't that lovely? "I feel like this is completely unfair. My son is not the most academic child. He gets by, but he's by no means top of the class. I genuinely think not acknowledging children's athletic abilities is completely unfair. We acknowledge and celebrate all academic abilities, so why not that? I think including medals in a sports day does one very important thing. It teaches children that you don't always succeed, even when you try your best. I'd love to know what your listeners think." And that is from Elaine and a lot of you. I mentioned this at the top of the show, and a lot of you want to get involved in this conversation. And I would love to hear from you. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Con has been on straight away. "Tell the miserable sods to buy medals for all the kids. They're only a few cent each." Con, it's not about the price of the medals. That's not the issue here. You're missing the bigger picture. The bigger picture here is that schools are terrified. They have to be so politically correct now. And schools don't want little Johnny going home crying to his mammy on sports day. "Why are you crying, Johnny?" "I'm crying because the teacher didn't give me a medal." Then the Karen, they're always Karens, by the way, Karen goes running down to the school. "Why didn't little Johnny get a medal?" "Well, because little Johnny is very slow in the race. He came last." I want my little Johnny to get a medal. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's pandering to Karens and parents who just basically don't want to teach their children that there is such a thing as winning and losing. And I'm sorry. But if you bring your children up that way, they are in for a big surprise when they enter the big bad world, because there is such a thing as losing and there is such a thing on as winning. I would like to hear from you. 087-188-0008. Send us a WhatsApp now. How do you feel about it? Is your kid's school the same? Have they gotten rid of competitiveness? 087-188-0008. Now, oh God, I'm in trouble now because I said all the mothers complaining are Karens, and the first call is Karen, but not a Karen. Well, I hope.
No, and I need to take that back.
I didn't come up with the word. No, but you know the kind
I
of...
I know it's hard, but I hate it, because if I'm ringing somewhere, the first thing that comes into my head is, oh, they're going to think I'm a Karen here.
No, but you're...
It is, it's horrible.
But I'm not a Karen. I see these mothers in my son's school as well, the Karens, who just waiting to go down and knock on the principal's office to complain about something. And what do you think? Do you think it's silly getting rid of the competitiveness?
No, not everyone gets medals. That's just the way it is. You're either good at it or you're not.
Yeah.
And I have kids who are in no way sporty. Sports is not our thing. We're not sporty people. So I don't think my kids should get a medal for participating in something. You know, that's like saying, give it a good try, love, and I'll buy you something in the shop.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going around pammying them all for? You're either good or you're not. When we were in school, we all got a pack of crisps and a bottle of TK lemonade, and we were happy out.
Yeah, imagine the Karens now. If you gave kids TK lemonade in class, they'd be
going, "Oh God, here we go."
Yeah,
yeah.
They'd be like,
yeah.
My son doesn't want that much sugar. How dare you? How dare you?
But you give them all a bottle of water.
Yeah,
a bottle, so it's it's environmentally friendly.
But you are right. Is that we were, for some reason in the last 10 years, we've become afraid to teach children about winning and losing, and that's scary, isn't it?
And yeah, because it's setting them up for a big fall when they get to adulthood and they realise nobody's going to wipe their arse for them. I'm sorry, but you have to be tough with them and they have to learn hard lessons. And the younger they are when they learn that, the better off they'll be as adults.
Absolutely.
That's just my opinion.
No. And,
I tend to take the tough parent approach with my kids because it's just what I feel works for us and works for my kids.
And do your kids, you said your kids aren't sporty. Have your kids ever got upset when they've come home on sports day with no medals? Has it ever upset
them? I only have one in primary school. The other two are younger. And with COVID, this will be our first...
For sports day.
For things. But in our school, it's the same crap. It's everyone comes home with a medal. Said to the teachers, why is that the case?
Yeah.
You know, and I've even... Because, as you know, James, in and out of hospital and stuff, I've said it to the doctors. It's come up in conversation for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I said, why do they do that? And they've agreed and said, yeah, it's ridiculous. Not everyone should get a medal. Like, if you're good at art, great, you should get a prize for art. If you're not, you don't get a prize.
Absolutely.
Everyone is fine with that.
Yeah, because in exams, okay, when kids have summer exams, they don't give every kid an A, yeah? They grade exams. And if they want to go down this road, then we may as well just get rid of exams. We may as well get rid of...
I have friends who are teachers in secondary schools. And the amount of parents that would ring them giving out because they're not happy with the grade their little Johnny got.
Oh.
And Johnny is very upset. Well, Johnny should work harder, shouldn't he?
You see, we need you we need you running the schools in Ireland.
Jeremy, you need me running the country.
Yeah, no, but you are I can't believe a parent will complain about the grade that their child got in school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then they should work harder. It's on them at the end of the day. As the parent, it's our job to support them. But it's up to them to put the work in.
Yeah. And
you know, I did my leave insert. I'm not doing it again, but I'll support you in any help that you need.
Oh, but sure, I'm even struggling with my 7-year-old's homework now at the moment. He had a question in his maths yesterday and I couldn't even answer the question. No, I was embarrassed.
No, I know. I've had that once or twice myself.
I had to put it up on Twitter to get people to answer the question. I was like, I cannot answer this question. No, but you are right. We are teaching children. And I wonder, who are these schools pandering to? Because I can't... No, I'm going to put the call out there. Stay there for a second, Karen. I'm going to put the call out there to find out, are there any parents who agree with this? And in fact, you know what? We'll do a poll. Because these polls are normally fairly scientific. You all get involved in them and it's nice to see how people feel about it. Okay? So I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to answer honestly, because I personally do not believe that there is a hunger out there for this kind of crap that the schools are coming up with participation medals. I don't believe there's a hunger for it. I don't believe there's an appetite for it. I don't believe that there are thousands of parents out there who actually agree with this. But maybe I'm wrong. So here's what I want you to do. Take out your phone, open WhatsApp, and simply text yes or no to 087. I'm going to ask you the question in a second. To 087-188-0008. Yes or no to 087-188-0008. The question is, do you agree with participation medals for sports day in schools? Simple yes or no. Do you agree with participation medals for sports day in schools? So if you agree that every single kid, even the kid that hops along Peggy last in the sack race, doesn't even finish the race with the sack, throws the sack away, if you believe that he should get a medal, yes or no? Simple question, yes or no to 087-188-0008. Do you agree with participation medals for school days? And again, what a participation medal is basically if you turn up for sports day, you get a medal just for being there. Well done. You didn't win the race, but you turned up. Well done. Well done to you. Here's a little medal. I think that is patronising, condescending. I really do. I think it's awful. And by the way, I forgot to mention as well, every single person that texts the show between now and 2 o'clock goes into a draw. I've been running this competition all week. Great competition. To win a weekend stay at the fabulous Hotel Newport in County Mayo. From now until June 19th, they're celebrating the launch of their new summer menus by offering some amazing inclusive packages. It's the Hotel Newport in Mayo, beautiful hotel. And basically, to be in the draw, all you have to do is be a texter between now and 2 o'clock, and we'll pick out a winner at the end of it. Now, the text is actually after exploding, such as the response to this. The question again is, do you agree with schools having participation medal days for sports day? Yes or no? And God damn it, the girls' challenge out there, Ruth and Aisling, their challenge is to find a parent who wants participation medals for their kids. Don't go away. Back in a sec.
Jeremy, how are you? Can't come on. I'm in work. I sent in a text there. Definitely not, because the saying goes, you're not fast, you're last. And you're just setting the kids up for a fall when you get to later life. Do you know what I mean? Life isn't easy. My ma always said that school days are the best days of your life. And now you realise when you're in the big bad world that they really are. They've no worries or stresses. So definitely gold, silver and bronze. That's the way it should be, but unfortunately not. The PC Brigade is in full swing. Thanks, happy Friday, love the show.
Happy Friday to you too, and I've just realised that most of my school medals weren't actually gold. Most were silver and bronze. I don't think I ever got a gold. But I still have those. They're up in the attic in my mother and father's house. I still have those medals. And I'm going to take them down at the weekend, take a photograph of them and put them up on social media to show how athletic I was in school. Now, let me go to Kieran. Kieran, I'm sorry for holding you for so long. How are you?
How's it going, all right?
Good. Now, what do you make of this?
They're saying that getting kids up for a fall doesn't happen later. Like, it does. Everyone taking part in Dublin Marathon this year is going to get a medal.
Okay.
I'm taking part in Dublin Marathon this year. I'm going to get a medal. I'm not going to come 4 second, third or fourth. Probably come 8,000. I'm still going to get a medal.
Oh, so you're not talking about the mini marathon. You're talking about the full marathon.
The full marathon. Like, my bedroom wall, I have loads of medals from last 12 years where I've taken part in runs. I haven't won any of them. I've taken part and I got medals for them.
Yeah,
so people saying you shouldn't get a medal for taking part. Why does everyone double the marathon get medals?
I don't know why everybody running the... And I mean, regards the mini marathon isn't a competitive race. Having run the mini marathon in the past, dressed up as a woman, that's another day's work. But we all got medals, but that's not a competitive race.
Yeah.
That's more for charity. But the full marathon...
I'm talking about the full marathon.
Yeah, the full marathon.
I'm going to be doing. Now, I'm not going to come anywhere near the top.
But you're not doing it to win, so
sure
you're not.
Yeah, but I'm going to get a medal.
Yes, but you're getting...
So what's the difference to a sports
Okay, thing? I'll tell you the difference, okay? The difference is you are running a race that very few people can actually run. I don't know how someone can do a marathon. It's a grueling, grueling race that takes a year, at least a year of preparation to do. But a kid doing the egg and spoon race in school, that didn't take a year's preparation to do the egg and spoon race.
So hold on a second. The Great Ireland Run in the Phoenix Park is a 10K. That's not a big run.
I've done that myself,
yeah. Everyone gets a medal for that. Everyone gets a medal for that. Did you get your medal?
I did, yeah.
For taking part, did you win it?
I got shin splints as well. I got a medal in shin splints. It was in bits.
You know what I mean? So people that say you don't get a medal for taking part in later life, you do. So what's the difference?
Because it's slightly different, isn't it?
No. How is it? Tell me how it's different.
Okay, because you were running in the marathon. The only person you're challenging in that marathon is yourself, because you want to be able to prove to yourself that you can run those 26 miles or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's your competition against yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Now, would you be hurt if they took away medals for first, second and third?
You probably wouldn't get people doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because people do it and people will be happy to get a T-shirt and a medal at the end, no matter where they come. You know what I mean?
But
so
on
the difference with kids?
Because on sports day in school, if my child is a really fast runner, I want him to get a gold medal because he won that race.
Yeah. Yeah, but when I do the gold marathon, if I come 8,000, some of that comes probably 10th or 12th, is going to get the same thing as I get.
They won't. They'll be able to tell their friends that they came 10th. You'll be saying you came 8,000. That's the difference.
I'll have the same medal. It'll be the same colour medal. There's going to be no difference between the medal and the T-shirt.
What colour is the medal, by the way, if you come 8,000th in the...
Same as if you come 4 second, third or fourth.
Oh, all the medals are the same colour?
They're all the same.
Ah, no, the person that wins a marathon must get a gold, do they not?
Well, maybe fourth or second, but you come fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, no difference.
But that's the difference, is what I'm saying, between that. I think you're doing it as a... Most people run the marathon to test themselves, okay? Because you know it yourself. You're never going to win a marathon. I used to do mini marathons and 10Ks and 10-milers for charity and to prove to myself that I could do it. So I think it's slightly different. Are our children really that...
Really?
But are children, Kieran, really that sensitive now that if they don't get a medal on sports day, they're going to be crying?
No, but at the end of the day, people are on the show saying it doesn't happen in grown-up life. I'm 43 years of age. I've been doing runs 15, 20 years, and I've got medals for every one. I haven't won any of them.
Yeah, well, you should hand those medals back, Kieran. You cheat. So I'm only joking. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Samantha. How are you, Samantha? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits.
Hello, I'm very well today. I hope you're well.
I'm very well. He makes a valid point, Kieran, doesn't he, that he's after getting the medal for every race he's won, even if he comes 8,000th in the race.
I know. I have to say that I think that the children should all get a medal.
Ah, now stop that. Why? Why?
I knew you were going to say this to me. I just feel like, especially depending on the age group of the child as well, because they're just going to be so sad, aren't they? And they'll feel let down.
Well, no, because when you think about it, in the class, only three people will end up with medals, the first, the second and the third. It's not like they're going to be the only kid that won't have a medal.
I remember... when I was in school, we all got the medal at the end of whatever we did on sports day. And it was just a little shiny silver type of medal, but everybody in the class got one. And even if you were terrible or if you were brilliant, you got a medal, you know?
Okay, but if that's the route we're going to go down, if we're going to go down the route of not upsetting children who don't come first, then why do we have exams? Teachers give kids tests.
I know what you're saying. I understand completely what you're saying, but I just don't see the fairness in it depending on the children's age. Now, I'm not saying for teenagers or anything like that. I'm talking about primary school children. You know, because I remember my lad, he used to come home and if he got a medal in school, I'd show it to his granny and his auntie and we'd be all delighted and the whole lot, you know. So that's the kind of thing that goes on with these medals as well, you know.
But, yeah, I know. And I used to love coming home. There was nothing nicer than coming home with a medal from sports day. And yeah. I do feel sorry for the kids that don't come home. But if they don't, they need to try harder next year. That's what the moral of the story. If you don't win a medal, try harder next year.
I understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, what are they? 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, God loves them, you know.
What do you mean, God loves them?
When they go into secondary school and all, it's hard enough. Like, let them enjoy the primary sports day. Give them all something.
So, as long as you turn up, you get the medal.
Yeah, well, they participate. And it doesn't matter if they come last or if they come fourth.
Well, it kind of...
They all live happy. That's the main thing, you know.
No, I agree with you that a child's happiness is the most important thing.
Yeah.
But do you honestly... When I was in school, I don't know any kids that were crying at the end of the day because they didn't get medals on sports day.
Well, when I was in school, I do remember that we all got the medal because, like, I wouldn't be sporty at all even back then. But I was so happy to get that little silver medal. You know, it probably wasn't even silver. It was probably plastic or something. But I remember being shiny and lovely and feeling great about it.
I just think the world has gone mad, Samantha. There's a message there. Did that man really compare running a marathon to a sports day at school? There's no comparison. Yeah, I agree with you. There is no comparison. Let's go to a secondary school teacher, Micheál. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on.
Well,
the shows and everything else.
And for joining us on the show today, you win a medal. Well done, Micheál.
Hey. Thank you very much. I'll have a party tonight. I'll sleep better tonight knowing that.
Now, what's your take on this?
Well, to be honest with you, Jeremy, I would have, I suppose, look, coming from a fella who's not afraid to express himself and about various things. Now, I was as quiet and as shy as you could get when I was a young lad.
Yeah.
I never won a medal at sports day, ever. I got the most horrible position of all in all the games and sports days. Fourth position.
Oh, okay.
Never got anything for that. But the fact of the matter is, what I do in school with art, I'm an art teacher myself, I've organised many, many sports events, including a mini marathon we used to have in our school. And we would give out certs of completion or participation. But allied with that, to try and keep the equality kind of thing going, we would also have a kind of a competitive, I suppose, an elite element within the one race where people would be let off early and they would get their first, second and third. Because I'll tell you what, Jeremy, if we're setting ourselves up in the kind of the Western Americanized woke kind of culture of keeping everybody happy and not offending anybody, we're not teaching young people or anybody life skills. I mean, these are coping mechanisms.
Of course, it's a coping mechanism. Yeah, failure is a coping mechanism, because no matter how good you are at something, there's always going to be somebody that will come along who'll be better than you.
And plus the fact as well, Jeremy, if you're just going to be kind of keeping everything at, look, I would be an egalitarianist by nature, but if you're going to kind of keep somebody at the same level as in, okay, there's not going to be any first, second and third, that's not going to do anything increasing standards right across society, is it? I mean, you think about it. If you have your first, second, and third, I mean, I know in my own subject, I have the cups and the shields and everything, and it actually increases the standard, even if it's just a couple of people. Whereas if you're just keeping everything at the same level, at the one level, it's not going to do your subject or your event any good whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So why are so many schools doing... And I, to be honest with you, Micheál, I think these participation medals and participation certs, they're very patronising. It's a pat on the head. It's basically saying, you know, you didn't win anything, but here you go. Here's a little...
Well, I just know myself, Jeremy, having gone to FLAC. I mean, if you go to a FLAC Euler Music Festival, you buy a poster, and a bit like the guy there that used to... The marathon runner, which is a huge undertaking, I must admit.
Absolutely.
But if you buy a poster at a concert or something, that is a souvenir. That is a souvenir, a tokenistic thing to say, I was there, I did this, blah, blah, blah. I personally think, Jeremy, that, you know, society has become far too soft.
Absolutely.
In the last 15 and 20 years. And, I mean, God be with the days of 1983 and, like, weather like this. I used to be going into sports events like this during weather like this in the dying days of June and July in national school. And you know what? You mightn't have won anything, but it was great fun. It was great crack. And it hardened you up. It made you battle hardy for later on in life. And it has actually stood to me. From a personal experience.
It does. And, you know, failure doesn't always have to be a bad thing. Failure can be a good thing, because it can teach you to try harder. And, you know, there's nobody that goes through life without getting a bad exam result or without doing badly in something. And you need to set people up for that. And in fairness, they do that. I mean, kids play computer games. If you play a computer game and you die in the computer game, you know, you learn that's you try better next time and you won't lose your life in the computer game. And I'm glad to hear that someone in the teaching profession believes that this has gone too far, that this nonsense has gone too far.
Well, the thing is, Jeremy, that there are even one or two teachers in my school that are saying, you know, you shouldn't be putting up this board outside your room for, we'd say, student of the week or anything else. And I said, look, it's got nothing to do with you. This is to do with my subject and my thing. But these are the very people that want to keep everybody happy. And you know something, Jeremy? Life is unfair.
It is.
Life is not always fair.
Life throws you lemons. Thanks very much for your call, Micheál. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I have a lot of calls on this. Let me go to Ian. Ian, you run sports day in your school. Is that right?
I do indeed, yeah. We decided about 10 years ago that we would reward everyone for taking part. We thought we were basically promoting sport by giving everyone a medal. But it actually turned out that we weren't, because what was happening was the child who spent all evening stuck in front of a screen or in front of a games console was getting the same amount of medals as the boy or girl who was out training all year round.
Of course.
And pretty soon we found that they were going home saying, I'm brilliant, I'm doing great. And the parent was happy they weren't pushing them. So basically we were actually half promoting children to be lazy and indirectly then promoting obesity, because we're saying you don't have to do anything, you can eat anything and you're going to get rewarded the same amount as the child who's out training morning, noon and night and trying their best at sport. So we found it counterproductive. We ended up 2 years after that, taken away medals for all, and none of the parents have ever complained.
Nor would they. I can't imagine that they would complain. And that's a great point that you make, that, you know, you do have kids. I see, you know, kids in my own estate, and every evening they're up on the local green, and they've got the hurl out, and they're banging the slitter across the field, or they're playing with the soccer ball, and they're literally, you know, training, or they're running up and down, they're doing relays, you know. And so many kids are just spending their days, their summer days, just sitting in front of computers. And as you said, why would you reward that? Why would you reward that behaviour?
That's it. And I mean, the best thing is with sports days, you can add in things like numbers of the local sports clubs, have them there. If a child is struggling at anything, you can kind of give them. And so many sports clubs these days have scholarship programs. They'll talk to the parents and they'll actually give you discounts on it. They'll set up special scholarships. They'll say, listen, don't worry about the fee, the registration fee. It can be a nominal fee, 10 or 5 euro for a year. They'll get your child in. So if your child is coming home going, I didn't win a medal today, you can kind of say to them, right, well, hold on, let's get you involved in an athletic club. If it's the Puck Fada, a hurling, a GAA club, you can get them in. Whereas if their child's coming home going, I haven't lifted a finger or left the house for the year, and I'm after winning the same amount of medals as little Johnny, who's a local sports hero, sure, why would you
get them? It's not fair. It's like somebody not studying for an exam and then just being given an A because the teacher's afraid to upset them. You can't do that. So what would you recommend? There's parents listening. I'm seeing some of the messages coming in now. There's parents listening right now that believe the fairest way is to have participation for everybody, participation medals.
But just, you can have certain things that if you get out and take part in sports day, you do get something. There's some kind of an incentive. But at the end of the day, you have to have, like, there's grades in everything in life, from work, from secondary school. And basically, if you're starting secondary school going, well, sure, all I have to do is step out onto the pitch or the field or the track, and if I come last, I'm going to get the same as that guy. Unfortunately, life doesn't work like that. You know, you can do... Everybody who takes part in sports day, you'll get something, but that's fine. But
you won't get the medal.
The people, you're not going to get the medal, and you give them something a little bit more. So, I mean, there's ways around it, but at the end of the day, you've got to reward the kids and you've got to promote sport. And that's really what we're doing. It's not rewarding them for doing something. You're not rewarding them for just saying, I'm turning up, I'm going into school today, I'm going to get a medal just because I'm here. You've got to say, right, get out, train. And the more you train and the more you try, then you'll get something. But look, at the end of the day, it's as your other contributors were saying, you've got to, life isn't fair. Some people will win more, some people will win less.
I remember my mother and father saying this to me when I was younger, because I was quite a fast runner. And they said, you know, there'll always be somebody that'll be faster than you. And you just have to accept that in life. And if you do, you'll be a lot happier. And that's the truth. Thanks very much for your call, Ian. You make a lot of sense there. If you will, get in on this very quickly, 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. By the way, we did a poll about 20 minutes ago where we asked whether or not you support the idea of participation days in schools for sports day, where every kid gets a medal. 15%, just under 15% of you agree with medals for all. So the vast majority, and I said this, I knew this was the case, the vast majority of parents believe that if a child is good at sport, he should get, or he or she should get a medal, as opposed to the ones that aren't. Because you never question it in an academic situation. You know, when we all went to school, we were all in class with kids that got A's and everything. We never begrudged them the A they got, because they got the A in English due to hard work. Let's have a listen to a couple of your WhatsApp voice notes that you've been sending in. Here's one here.
Hey, Classic, how are you guys doing? Yeah, so regarding this win and lose, you know, it's give the gold, the silver, the bronze. But if you really want to give the other kids something, give them like a participation certificate or something like that. But you know what? In everything nowadays, there's win or lose. In sports, in dance competitions, in absolutely anything, there is a winner and a loser. Kids just need to realize that. I mean, even when they play in their games, they lose at games, they win at games. It's a part of life. I wish I could come on and chat to you guys more about it, but kids need to know whether to win or lose. It's one of those things.
Thank you very much for that. Frank, here's one more. Let's see what this person has to say. Hello.
I feel so left down that all of those years when I was in primary school that I didn't get a medal.
Oh,
I'm very, very sad.
I'll send you one.
I think you maybe think if I got back in contact with the school that they could retrospectively give me a medal from like 30 odd years ago. Might cheer me up a little bit, yeah?
I know you do sound a bit down.
Give people medals. Oh, look, at the end of the day, if you come fourth, second or third, you're the best. You deserve to get a medal.
Absolutely.
If you come last, sorry, tough luck. You don't deserve to get a medal. I mean, come on. Just come on. Just get a grip of yourself. Like, thanks. Can't come on the show.
Okay, get a grip of yourself. Although the one race I never was good at, what was the one... Girls, what was the one where you got the school tie and tied it around your legs? What was that one? The what? The three-legged race, yes. Shows how long it's been since I was in school. The three-legged race I was always terrible at because my legs were so long and all the other, my mates, had short legs and it was impossible to do the three-legged race. That was one I didn't succeed in.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.